Hello, Cosmic Witches, and welcome back to another episode in the Divine Gossip Girls with myself, Sophie, Maggie, and Carly. I am super excited. We are super excited to bring this conversation to you guys this week, all about spiritual bypass and toxic positivity. Because if you listen to this podcast, you know that we go deep. We go deep. We don't just like give you the surface level of spirituality. We're going deep. So we're really going to be talking about how to no longer like suppress your emotions, no longer bypass and just rise into your spirituality and forget your human, forget the energy that lies deep within you as well, and looking at being fully embodied into your spirituality. So if you want to get fully embodied into your spirituality, embodied into your human as well, please listen to this episode.
Hey Cosmic Witches, Divine Gossip Girls here, your one and only source into the spiritual happenings of the cosmos.
Ever wonder what this month's energy will have in store for you? What the planets and stars are even up to? Or if the universe can just help you catch a break already?
Well, lucky you, because we have all the spiritual secrets to tell. Get ready to sip on your weekly dose of divine tea.
Okay, to kick things off, I really want to just start with diving into this whole idea of diving into like the deeper sensations and emotions within your body and no longer like suppressing them, because that's where we manifest. We manifest from like within. And if we're suppressing those sensations of unworthiness, of shame, of guilt, of grief, of all these heavier emotions, and just being like, spirituality, like universe, like all up in the clouds, then that's not fully embodied into your spirituality. So I just wanted to like kick it off in that side, because I feel like we're seeing a lot of people being like, connect to the universe, like connect, like just like focusing on the crown, but not really coming up into like the full body. So What do you guys, like, what's your kind of, like, opinions or experiences in terms of, I know that Maggie, you were speaking a little bit about, like the sensation and emotion of grief in your body.
Yeah, I mean, I just really have a lot to say on this topic, and I think because recently, it wasn't super recently, but I remember, and I think it was when I was manifesting staying for another year and going to Italy. And I remember the stuff coming in pretty much within a week and saying to some people, oh, I just can't believe it. I'm so grateful. Like, it was this high, right? I was happy. I just felt in a bit of disbelief. And I was like, the universe is so freaking cool. How cool is it that we can manifest, that we can do these things? And I remember this one girl being like, one day you'll get to a place where you won't be in disbelief because you'll just expect it. And you won't feel sadness and you won't feel that fear because you know the universe has you. And I was like, that is not where I ever want to be, because that means I've stopped growing. If I'm ever in a place where everything I want is just being handed to me and I'm not surprised by anything, how boring is your life if you don't feel all your different emotions and you don't feel surprise, like feeling surprised and feeling happy. Like, I don't want to ascend to the level where I feel numb and I feel nothing all the time, of just like, I'm not surprised the universe brought this to me. I'm not grateful. Like, I was just being like, how cool is this? I am so grateful. If you don't feel sadness and you don't feel fear and you don't feel grief and these hard things, then you can't feel gratitude. And gratitude is the highest vibration there is. It's like, you can't feel one without the other. You'll just be numb.
I find that super interesting too, because I think that if you are not feeling, you're repressing. Like, feeling is a natural human thing. And as long as you're alive, you're going to have feelings. And I remember, like, when I was volunteering, I volunteered at a Buddhist nunnery, and there was a nun there that had been practicing. I mean, if you're a nun or a monk, you are on the path to reach enlightenment. And I know one of the biggest like questions that the volunteers had was like, well, we're scared to like want to grow spiritually because we don't want to stop feeling. And the nun was like, no, like, that is not it. Like, that is not what happens. You still feel, it's just that you don't attach yourself to things. So she's like, I still experience love and joy and sadness and happiness and grief. I just don't attach myself to it. I allow myself to feel it. And that was like a light bulb that I recognized that if you no longer are feeling things, it isn't because you have all of a sudden ascended and you are so above the humanness that, you know, you can't feel anything. No, it means that you are repressing things and you're actively shutting your things up, like yourself off. Your heart is closed. And like, it's the opposite.
Yeah, I think it's this thing of when, if you're not feeling things, yeah, you're completely shut off. It's this idea that your emotions are not you, right? Like, you're detaching it. It's like, and I tell this to clients, I tell this to friends, I tell this to everyone all the time, that you are not your energy, you are not your emotions. But that doesn't mean when you feel them, you can't validate them. And when they come up, you don't feel them. It's just when you feel sad, you're not defining yourself as a sad person. You're like, this is a moment, it will pass, but this is not who I am. It's being able to separate the soul from the human, but realizing that they're going to interconnect, and that's part of this experience that we're having.
I love that you said that, because that's what was coming in. That was what was coming through for me, is like not being afraid to like tap into that human, because like you may disconnect to that spiritual side of you or that spiritual part of you. Like you're safe to actually tap into the depth of your human and know that that actually connects you deeper to that spiritual side of you, because you are like feeling to healing. Like we all know like that quote of feeling to healing, but I think it's like actually allowing yourself to sit with those like those heavier emotions, sit with the depth of your human, so that that connects you deeper with your soul, so that that connects you deeper to your spirituality, so that you can like rise into that spiritual being from a more embodied, from a more connected place to your the core of who you are as well, because you're not hiding beneath all of this heavier energy. You're not hiding beneath like the shame or whatever it is. Like you're able to really come alive in your inner light and in who you truly are within your human and your soul.
Yeah, no, that 100% makes sense. And I think that feeling is one of the most spiritual experiences that you can have, because when you are allowing yourself to feel, it is energy moving directly through your being. This energy of creation is moving through your being. Whatever it is energy. And I think if you allow yourself to feel, it means that you are allowing yourself to open up your heart space again. And if you've ever been in moments where you feel like you need to let out a big cry, or you have a lot of emotions caged up in you, but you can't release them, it's usually because you're in a state of fear or resistance or blockage, and you have to create safe space for you to open up again and feel and open up your heart so that you can let out the sadness, you can let out the emotions. But if you've ever experienced something so beautiful and had the biggest cry, or even in moments of grief when you're around family and you're just collectively crying together, it is one of the most unifying experiences that you can have. And healing happens through feeling. I mean, everything that Sophie just said there, when you allow yourself to feel, you allow yourself to connect to something far greater than yourself, and extend out this energy that connects you to the universe.
Yeah, I kind of want to touch on that idea of you saying, you know, some of the most spiritual experiences you can have or like through your emotions, and how like even Sophie was saying how it's important to feel those, you know, labeled bad emotions like anger, sadness, grief, like the ones that just don't feel good within our bodies. Like they're not bad, but they just don't feel good within our bodies. And I think it's really important to work with these. I think anger and all these things hold so much power if you can feel them and then process and move on. And it's something that I have the benefit, especially through the work that I do, to see the healing side of especially things like grief all the time when I do my passive regressions. And soon upon recording this, soon I'll be heading into opening just psychic sessions with guides and maybe past loved ones down the road that they do come through during past life regressions, and seeing people's grief and how they come to terms with it. And, you know, I say whether it's past life regression or whether it's a reading, like, people probably cry in 50% of my calls. Like, that's just how it is, because the emotions are felt so much, whether that's feelings of overwhelming love. Like, some people have literally cried after past life regressions because they've said they've never felt unconditional love like that. And that's that higher energy. But then there's also the grief of when past loved ones come through and they say, they apologize, or they just send through a message that makes you realize, oh, that is them. It's the tears come through because you do miss this person. And that's healing. If you hold on to that grief, then that's causing a karmic imbalance, right? If you can't process your grief, if you just numb that grief and you believe in reincarnation and this idea that we carry karma with us from lifetime to lifetime, what's going to happen is you're going to resent that person for leaving you, right? You're going to resent that person for leaving, and then you hold a karmic imbalance within your own energy, and you need to heal that so that you can actually work through it. And that's some of the most powerful work you can do.
I love that so, so much. And that's honestly everything that I do in Reiki too, is like, what you're going in is you're directly going into someone's being and you're helping to release stagnant or stuck energy that's presenting itself. So sometimes I'll see cords from like past lives, or there will be wounds from past lives that present themselves, or just emotional energy. And I like to, before even diving into Reiki, ask people where they're holding a lot of energy or where they feel tightness that day. And like Maggie's mentioning, I think over 80% of my calls, there are people feel tension in their body. Maybe it's like they've had a sore shoulder ever since they were a child, or their low back has been hurting for months. And the second that we tap into it and we just talk to the energy and we're like, what is it that you have to tell us? Because if we're feeling something, it's usually because it's trying to communicate something to us. And like, once we tap into that space and we just start to soften, it's like it releases in whatever way it needs to. Sometimes it's just like feeling immense love, like your heart needed to tell you it loves you, like, thank you for this work. Or you even pause to celebrate yourself, or, you know, you need to let go of some sadness, or just whatever it is. It's like you start to shift and transmute that energy and you feel it and then you let it go. And people are always saying how, oh my gosh, you know, I woke up without pain in my shoulder, or my back is no longer hurting. And I'm like, it makes sense, because there was just energy that was repressed in there and we had to release it and we had to let it go. So I find it super interesting when it comes to bypassing. I think bypassing happens in so many different areas. I mean, I've experienced bypassing in the medical sense of like going to doctors and being like, I feel this thing. And they're like, no, sorry, we can't measure it with science, so you're fine. Or, you know, in the spiritual community where it's like, I feel this deep pain. And then there's people like, no, you can't feel that if you want to manifest this thing. Like, I'm sorry, but if you live with this fear of, oh, I can't feel deep pain, otherwise I'm going to manifest more of it, by doing that, you are actively holding on to the pain. So you probably will manifest more of it, because now it's in your being and you're creating that energy within you. So like, all in all, bypassing is super common, but it's doing the opposite of what we often think it is. And it's making us hold on to the things that are weighing us down and actually making us more like subject to experiencing more of that.
Yeah, Carly, before I say anything else, that's what happened to me after my Reiki call with you. I have always had, it was actually telling the girls earlier, because I was like doing a little body scan yesterday and tapping deeper. And this is where the idea to have this conversation came from, because I feel like there's two things I want to say. One, after Carly's Reiki session I had with her like last year, at some point I came off the call and I didn't have any tension or pain in my shoulders that I've held for so, so long. And yesterday I was tapping into my body and I was like, okay, where does this like underlying pattern of like unworthiness and self-doubt live in my body? And it was my shoulders, like I could sense it in my shoulders and in my throat. And it's funny because what Maggie said as well is like, I don't want you guys to, like, the reason we brought this conversation is because I want to, like, encourage you to not be so afraid of these, like, quote unquote, like, heavier, disempowering energies, but actually start to love them and nurture them and accept them so that they can be seen, they can be felt, and they can be, like, cleared so that they no longer, like, weigh on your being. They no longer, like, hold you down. Because, like, when I was tapping into my shoulders, like, I was just, like, visioning myself, like, as a child, like, kind of curled up in a ball, like, hiding, trying to protect myself. And that's where this weight has come from, because I have been scared as a child, or I've not felt fully seen or fully, like, enough or whatever it is, like, fully protected. I've, like, curled up in a ball and created this tension within me, and I'm slowly starting to allow that, like, those heavier energies to shift from within by allowing myself to sit with them and, like, tap into them and feel into that underlying, like, belief and pattern and where that's come from, instead of being like, oh, let's tap into just gratitude and, like, affirmations, and let's just, like, put plasters on them and pretend that they're not there. And they're going to resurface at some time, like, during your journey, and you're going to get fright and you're going to be like, where the fuck did this come from?
I find that I love that, because I think what a lot of people fear when they start to have a hard emotion arise or something feels uncomfortable in the body is they fear that they're going to feel it, and then they're going to feel it forever. Like, it's not going to leave.
Like,
they're
going to go. It's not gonna
right.
Go.
They're going to traumatize themselves. Yeah. But I remind people that your body will never present anything to you that you are not ready to feel or to move through. Like, your body is your best friend, and it is always doing everything to help you come back to homeostasis. Like, you don't raise a temperature if your body isn't trying to, you know, protect you and fight off some sort of thing in your body. Your body is never going to have a response that is going to stick around forever. So think about, like, you're having a fever so that it can go in there and it can fight off the bad guy and it can get it out of there. An emotion is going to arise so that, you know, for a bit of time, it feels like that internal body temperature rises. You're feeling the anger, you're feeling the frustration. You may not even know where it came from. Like, half the time you're feeling things and it's just a dandy day. You just woke up feeling some sort of way. But you can either say, oh my God, like, my body's raising, I don't want it to fight off this thing. And you can suck it back in. And now, like, you, who knows, it manifests as a pain in your body, or it manifests as you just, like, randomly blow up at your boss or your partner. Like, you start to store these things until they pop up in other ways, because it's energy. Emotions are energy. So if you don't release it, it gets stored in the body and manifests into different things. So when these things arise, know that it's your body just doing whatever it needs to do to get you back to a centered state. So you can see whenever anger arises or frustration arises or these feelings arise, you see it as your body doing its job to help you out, and you feel it. And I think that the feeling part of it is what takes time. You need to build up a toolbox of resources that allow you safe space to feel, whether it's, you know, working with a coach, a therapist, finding meditative practices, tapping, breathing, things in your toolbox so that you can work with emotional energy versus repress it. Because to be able to shift into gratitude, you first need to address what is holding you back from being able to feel that.
And just maybe, we'll see if there's more for everyone to say, but even just ending sort of it off with this message, because I know that people, you know, they feel these low feelings, and you were kind of saying it earlier, Carly, where you're afraid you're going to manifest more of that feeling. You're going to manifest, if you're in, you know, a really low state, you're scared to do spirituality things. You're scared to manifest because you don't want to manifest bad things happening. And I just want to remind you that you can't manifest bad things. Like, bad things happen and it sucks and the world is hard sometimes, but you can't manifest, you know, horrible things. You can't think of something that you're so afraid of happening and manifesting, because that's literally not how it works. You cannot be so afraid that your partner is going to cheat on you and leave you, and then that happens and you're like, I thought it into reality because the universe is on your side no matter what. The universe wants to make things happen for you that you want to happen. And the universe doesn't go off thoughts, it goes off energy. And so if you're in the energy that something is absolutely terrifying and awful, the universe isn't going to be like, well, here it is, because it knows that that feels awful to you, right? You might be stuck in a stagnant place because you then don't know, okay, I'm not manifesting and I don't know how to bring myself out of this place of fear. So you can stagnate yourself. You can get stuck, but you can't actively manifest bad things into your life. Bad things just happen. Sometimes the universe shakes things up to try and get you out of a bad space. If you won't leave a job, it might make it worse and worse to be like, you don't deserve to be in this spot. You need to be in a place you're more deserving of that is better, that pays you more, that treats you more fairly. But it's never going to be, I am so afraid of this horrible thing happening. And the universe goes, okay, let's do that. Like, that's just not how energy works. That's not how manifestation works. So it's safe to look and actually work with these hard feelings, because you're not going to create more of them. You'll find that actually by working through them and looking at them, you'll actually be able to release them and move through them rather than creating more of it. You create more of it when you try and hide from it.
I feel like when you do start to go deeper into those harder emotions and allow them to start being released because you're allowing yourself to feel them, it creates that space within you to receive more, you know, to receive more love, to receive more joy, to receive more abundance, because you're not closing yourselves off so much energetically, because you're holding the weight of this suppressed fear or suppressed anger or whatever it is. So whenever you do allow yourself to like just dive into them, whether it is just like in that safe community space with a therapist or wherever it is, to allow yourself to go deep within it so that you become more of an open channel to receive, more of a clear channel to like align your energy to what it is you desire, to be on that higher vibration with the universe and no longer like allow these heavier energies to pull you down. But know that you are human too and you still get to feel them, and know that the universe also unconditionally accepts and loves and supports and protects every version of you, and know that you're safe to be human and to feel these harder emotions, and know that you're not going to manifest more of it, but actually allowing yourself to do that is going to create that space within you to receive more of what actually brings you joy and peace and love.
I do just want to say one more thing on this topic, because I feel like, this idea that like the universe is going to give you like bad things, like when hard things happen in life, I feel like certain things come for us to confront things. Like if we've been suppressing something and then all of a sudden like something happens, it's not because it's like, oh, you manifested that because you've been thinking this terrible thing. It's like, no, it's presenting itself to you because it's trying to have you confront something that you need to confront so that you can like rise to a higher timeline. Because I feel like this process of being human is this process of learning and growing and ascending spiritually. Even if you're spiritually awakened or not, you're constantly like learning things and growing and, you know, creating new cycles of patterns or karma. So I feel like a lot of times the way it works is like the universe, this source energy that's like unconditional love, like it will always be sending things for you to continue to raise your level of consciousness. So it may feel like the universe is attacking you and you're like, wow, I just keep manifesting these terrible things. But it's really just like, if you looked at it, you're like, wait, maybe there's a lesson in that, or maybe there was something in there that like there's these patterns weaving through my life that are showing me that there's something that I need to confront. And that's not with everything. Certainly sometimes things happen and it's just shit. It's like, what? But there are sometimes patterns that if we looked at them in a more way of like, okay, like maybe there's a lesson in here. Maybe there's something that is I'm supposed to confront because of this. Usually we can discover that there is actually a higher purpose for certain things that we experience in like cyclical patterns or cyclical ways. So Yeah. Do you ladies want to add anything else, or shall we wrap
up? I think the last thing I'll say to like wrap things up, because that was hope you really enjoyed, and hope this allows you to be able to integrate more of an embodied spirituality and feel like more at ease to like lean into those more heavier energies to be more of an open channel, to allow yourself to clear that space to shine. But the last thing I wanted to quickly tap into that came forward as you were saying that was like, I know you may not think this if you're listening to this podcast episode, but I was really bad for thinking like the world was just out to get me, like the universe was just out to get me, like that kind of like victim mentality. But like Carly said, like that's not actually the truth. Like that's just our ego. That's just like something that society has given us. But actually the universe is just always working to like conspire in our favor, to let us learn lessons, to heal patterns, to shift patterns, to work so that we can experience more joy, more abundance, more peace, and more love in our life. So just know that you are deserving of that. You are worthy of that. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode. Please, if you did, take a screenshot, put it on your Instagram stories, tag us in it, leave a rating and a review if you haven't done before. And we will see you next week for another episode. Bye.
Bye. Bye.